courts of law would be corrupt and that there would be criminals that were going to be lifted up by the press. And she even brings the press into it. And we mentioned O.J. Simpson, but there's been many criminals in the United States that have been put on the television in fulfillment of this prophecy, telling us, among other things, that the court system has reached a point spoken of in the Great Controversy. And at this time period, when you're seeing this come to pass, it's all bearing on the very premise that we start with. Rome is about to return to power. Now, in the Great Controversy, on page 571, speaking of Catholicism, it says, "She has clothed herself in Christ-like garments, but she is unchanged." And one of the truths of the Catholic Church is that she is unchanged. The Catholic Church even upholds that truth itself. The Catholic Church tells you that it is irreformable. That's a statement of its own. Because it believes in papal infallibility, the logic that they have to stick with is that they are irreformable, they are unchangeable, and of course, in the Great Controversy, we're told that as well. But in Review and Herald, June 4th, 1886, Sister White also talks about Rome not changing, but it has a couple other things in that passage I want to share before we move on away from the court system. And it says this, "And this is the religion which Protestants are beginning to look upon with so much favor, like having a medal struck for the Pope of Rome. Protestants are beginning to look upon with so much favor, and which will eventually be united with Protestantism. This union will not, however, be affected by a change in Catholicism, for Rome never changes. She claims infallibility. It is Protestantism that will change. The adoption of liberal ideas on its part will bring it where it can clasp the hand of Catholicism." Now, follow me here. This is one that sometimes I get a little bit of feedback on. The adoption of liberal ideas will place Protestant America in a position where it can clasp the hands of Catholicism. And it goes without saying that one of the primary attacks that has taken place in the Protestant world is liberal theology. It just hasn't simply attacked Adventism, it's attacked the whole Protestant world and undermined the Word of God by using man's reasoning above and beyond a simple "thus saith the Lord," and once man's reasoning's brought into defining what the Bible is, you're adrift without an anchor, without a chart, and you're off into deep waters. And that's where the Protestant world is. It's accepted liberal theological ideas, and it's placed itself in a position where it no longer recognizes that Catholicism is the anti-